Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Oh, we just got a glimpse of what it's like to make sweet, sweet love to Dez.
Oh, yeah, did geez. We?
Wow.
It was like how not to.
Yeah.
It was like every possible way scenario.
I mean, you call that love? That sounds like straight up abuse.
Excuse me. This was, I was describing
wow.
how Crisco hurts
ma'am,
me.
Ma'am, I believe you're supposed to use a whisk for eggs okay, and cake batters. I don't know what you're using that for.
Well, I'm confused because you were saying all these things that allegedly Crisco's done to you.
Yeah.
The way he pins you down
yeah.
and covers your mouth.
Wait.
Yeah.
And chokes you.
And chokes
pushes
you.
Pushes me downstairs.
And slams you on a table. And pushes you downstairs, and I'm like, my goodness, Dez.
That's what Crisco dreams of doing to me, to get me to shut up.
Really? Is that what it is?
I have way different dreams. Way different
oh.
dreams.
Like oh. what?
No, it's not anything bad, Ryan. It's not always bad.
We've been
oh
a weird
my God.
Day.
Yeah.
We really well, have.
I just wish Dez would stop talking about her sex life so
yeah,
much.
Jesus, God. We get it. You and Taylor have a healthy sexual my partnership.
God. Holy Lord.
God Jeez. Almighty.
Oh, Desirelli.
Oh, all right, on to the next.
Oh, is it awkward to talk about when every day you come in here for 2-3 hours and go, you should have seen what Taylor did to me last night. Boy, I didn't even have to use the safe word. I just felt completely comfortable with how he dominated my body.
Do you have a safe word?
It was so gross when you say dominated
my body.
My body.
Do you have a safe word, Des? What's your safe word?
I haven't ever needed to use a safe oh. word, so no. Do you have a safe
is
word?
Is it? Is that it?
I don't really want to use the safe. Like, I don't oh. want to do stuff where I'm going to have to use a safe word.
Okay.
I like to feel safe.
It's going
to
push your boundaries. That's what that's saying is that Dez has no boundaries.
No.
Yes, exactly.
She doesn't need a safe word because she's down for anything.
Oh, my God.
Wait till this weekend when they bring
means.
In the clowns.
Oh, my God. I feel like I need a safe word for you guys.
Oh, do you want a safe word? Go
yeah.
ahead. Pick one. And then we'll know that it's, no, that's not a safe word.
That's words.
Okay, how about my safe word?
Because you need a word that would stick out that okay. would not necessarily go into any conversation. You can't, you know, have a safe word be like Snicky Snack or Cantaloupe, you know, because that might come up in conversation.
Yeah.
You know all of our Cantaloupe conversations.
Yes.
Okay, mine is Wiener Dog.
Wiener, nope.
It's
you said Snicky
oh
Snack.
God.
That's two words.
You, it's hyphenated.
Hyphenated, Dez.
So is Wiener
Holy,
Dog.
No, it's okay. not.
Dez. Safe word. Come on, you can
bleach.
Do this. What?
Bleach.
Bleach. Bleach is your safe word.
It feels like it could be. Like
bleach.
You'd wonder why I was yelling bleach, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. All right, well, going forward.
Bleach.
Bleach. All right. It's her safe word. We have to stop. As a dominatrix on the weekend,
okay.
Crisco.
Yep.
You need.
Yes, sir.
You need to respect her boundaries. And stop your harassing of her.
I will respect that just for the fact that we finally got her to say a word.
Yep.
As
opposed to, okay, I'll pick my safe word. Onomatopoeia, left, right, up, down, boomstick. That's my safe word. Go ahead.
Is boomstick one word? I like
Is
that too.
Boomstick, McNasty, slams me on a table. Go ahead. That's my safe
Foot
word.
Footlong.
Taylor Footlong, Long Dong Supreme. That's my word. Go ahead. Just. If I say that, then I need you to stop doing what you're doing, okay?
I thought your name for being a dominatrix
nipple clamps
was
and,
long dom.
Nipple clamps and thongs in my mouth. That's my safe word. Just one and done. Just tie me up and gag me on the weekends. That's it. That's my word, Brian.
Bleach! Bleach!
It's like I just wanted my brain to be bleached.
I know.
Some of these combos.
Buddy,
I know.
Buddy.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I think we've already been there.
Yeah.
I think your brain has been bleached. We heard how school went with Dusty.
I have dyed my hair a lot.
Yeah.
You flunked out of kindergarten homeschooling.
I quit kindergarten. You guys know that. I was a kindergarten dropout.
No, that really not. Explains a lot. Oh, who drops out of kindergarten?
Well, I had a very mean teacher.
Oh,
and
very
my,
mean.
I was jealous that my mom started me a year. You know, you could choose the 2 years, which would go early or be 18 when you graduate, be 17 or 18. And they thought, we'll send her early.
Wait, from kindergarten you graduated 18 or what?
And I went and I was jealous that my sister just got to go home with my mom. Didn't seem fair. And I hated it, and apparently I cried.
Oh.
The teacher was mean. She made me sit in the corner, and finally my mom's like, okay, well, we'll restart you next
so
year.
So even then you were spoiled.
That little gal.
Well, she's used to getting her way.
Yeah, she totally is. I love that everybody in your family.
Why does April get to go home?
Yeah.
I want to go home? Why does everybody in your family think you have to go to pre-kindergarten?
It's called preschool. Most people go to preschool. Yeah, Dusty went to two of them because I don't know.
You knew what? No, you knew. You were a mom. You were like, any amount of extra schooling we can do for that little lady is going to help.
Well, she's pretty smart.
She is.
She knew where to put those spiders last night in that lesson. Oh, yeah.
Dustin's like, okay, mommy, I'm going to show you one more time. You bring the spiders to their nest, okay? Watch mommy look at one spider, two spider, three spider.
What is the most, mommy? You can do it.
Oh, boy. Bleach.
Gotcha. Yep. Long dong.
Hey, speaking of long dong, we had a secret come in today that we couldn't even read on the air. Do you want to hear about it?
Oh, yes, please.
This is so funny.
Most embarrassing medical moment. I loved the secrets we got. We didn't share this one on the air either. It was someone who texted in earlier to say they went to a chiropractor to get an adjustment and they really were pushing down on their back. And as they cracked their back, they farted.
Crack fart.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they really do push you.
Yeah, they work you over.
Did you notice that most of the awkward medical moments involved letting her rip?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of gas. I am not that gassy.
Me either.
People are very gassy, though. Good Lord.
So you've never had a little slip up?
No, not with that. I just don't have that problem. Thank God.
Yeah, even in yoga, I remember when I'd first tried it, you always heard stories about tooting.
Yeah.
And I thought, please, God, don't ever. No, never. Never had a problem.
No. It's just not an issue. I don't know, what are these people eating that's fermenting and creating so much gas?
Oh, I get it. I mean, I've been in a drive-thru before, and I was like, I'll take a number. Oh, son of a bitch.
See, maybe it's right out there. Maybe it's the drive-thru. I don't eat drive-thru. You have so much drive-thru. You just must. Ah, that Equinox of yours. Wow. Oh. If those seats could talk.
They would say, bleach!
Oh, God.
It's him again.
I wanted to be in any other car. Please.
Please give me
I would
away.
Love to hear what any and all chairs would say when they see you coming for them.
They're like, not it. Not me. I didn't do it.
No. Crap.
God, man, I can't. How many times can you go to Benihana in a month?
How many times?
I don't think we have time to talk about it.
Well, the most embarrassing medical moment, and here's a text we got. I'm a paramedic, and I had a patient who got a vibrator stuck in his butt, and he couldn't sit or it would shake, and I could hear it.
No.
A vibrator in his rear.
I'm just going to have a seat. I'm feeling a little woozy. You know what, sir? Could you please stand up? Oh, why? What's going on?
Yeah.
Don't vibrators have a handle, though? Shoved her good.
What kind of devices are you purchasing?
No wonder you don't have a safe word.
Comes with a full gas engine.
Maybe there's a couple different kinds.
It just looks like a blender, doesn't it? Is anybody else's? I don't know what the problem is.
It's got an adapter on it. It's Bluetooth enabled.
Yeah, it's like the size of a small car.
Does anybody else charge their phone right on there or what?
It's electric. Yeah.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Good Lord. You know, there are those little tiny ones that you could just go, whoop. And if you lost hold of it, if you were really reaching for something, you know, you could just swallow it right up.
Doesn't anybody else's have a pull cord on it?
You know that it's...
You should have a tether on all vibrators. That is true.
See?
Yeah, that is. You can get lost, I'm guessing.
At least you'd want to, like, have a thing where you could turn it on and off, like, when it's lost.
So you're like, oh, I lost it, but I'm not going to lose the sensation.
And then the poor guy drank four cups of coffee, hoping that would kick it in.
And then he sneezed and it popped right out. Oh, God, what was that?
Oh, my goodness. Well, that was a good one.
I think we just need to title this podcast Bleach.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad you came up with the title. Okay. Crisco's going on vacation next week. And
What?
I have to really stop and think about that.
What?
Dez.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He's going on a vacation next week.
Wait.
All week next week.
The whole week?
The whole week. Monday through Friday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Thursday and Friday.
All 5 days.
Did you see Ryan had to spot you because he thought you'd forget the days of the week? Well,
I know Dusty's been working on that with her.
Yeah, she has.
Yeah. So, wow.
Yeah, this is a little... You know what? This is our birthday present.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. I mean, from the gods, like for no reason, has nothing to do with you.
I hope you piss your pants. I hope you. I hope right now you just had a nice little burst in your pants.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, it's going to be good. I mean, it's going to be a long week without you.
It always is.
No,
it always
is. Because I remember.
No, we're going to miss you. What kind of old lady activity do you have planned?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and put packages of mothballs underneath my sinks, and I'm going to make sure that that keeps the bugs out. So yeah. It's going to be a ton of fun. No, I talked about my friend Crowley wanting me to go to Pennsylvania with him. My buddy. Why did you sound so excited about that?
I want you to do something.
Yeah.
Excited for you.
I decided that I'm not going anywhere with anybody.
Of course.
I'm just driving myself to different locations. I'm going to go to Duluth and spend the day out there.
And I hit a Taco Bell in Duluth?
No, of course I'm not going to hit a Taco Bell in Duluth.
Burger King on the way back? I mean, Burgers, Bagels, perhaps?
She's not wrong. You know it.
Well, of course, because I have to eat. What am I going to do, pack my own lunches?
Yeah, God,
you're just
going to
eat your fast food and let them rip and just drive around the state, huh?
This is a life.
Why do you think my car chair is so upset about my vacation?
Oh, that poor Equinox.
Seriously. Oh. I went out to it yesterday, so and I saw it driving over the edge just by itself and started going.
Your car is trying to commit suicide?
It just kept driving. It was like, no, he's coming, hurry up!
So... Your vacation is just to drive to Duluth. Do you even know what you're doing there?
No, I have no idea.
Why? Why wouldn't you plan?
Because I don't need to plan. I'll just go out there. I'll find some stuff to do.
How are you going to find stuff to do in Duluth?
Glensheen?
There's the Glensheen Mansion. There's the lighthouse.
Yeah, like you're really going to go to Glensheen.
Why wouldn't I go to Glensheen?
Because you won't climb all those stairs.
They probably have an elevator. Don't call me out on my stuff.
It's an old building. I doubt they have an elevator.
Well, then Glensheen's off the list of things I'm doing, okay?
But you used to like to go there like with your dad, and you guys always did family things. So I'd get why you'd want to go there, but you should plan it a bit, bud.
Know what you want to do. It's getting to be cold as hell. Like, this is a poor time to go to Duluth.
Well, you know what? Really bad decision. I'll just stay home. I'll just stay home and do nothing. Is that better?
After weeks and weeks, you've decided, I'm going to go to the coldest part of the state and look at dead leaves because there's nothing to see up there.
I want
to
see leaves.
It's past peak, dummy.
It's not past peak in Rochester.
Duluth, you said.
I know. I said I'm going to a couple places, but you wouldn't stop ripping my Duluth trip long enough for me to tell you.
So you're going to Rochester.
I'm
going
to go to Rochester one day. I'm going to go to Duluth one day. I'm just going to do a day trip.
Okay. Because you don't want to stay in hotel rooms?
I'm sorry. This is no. Actually, that's a fact. I can't stay in hotel rooms.
He knows how to party like a rock star, doesn't he?
Yes, you do. That's our guy. Hey, I just want you to have some fun.
That's right. Have some fun.
Bleach. Bleach. I'm ready to move on. Bleach.
What else? What else could you do?
Nope. Bleach.
Well, there's the candy store. I bet you'll go there because that's your family favorite. And I'm not being mean. Isn't that what you like to do?
Bleach, Des. I haven't gone there in a long time.
That was like. Last vacation.
It was not last vacation. That was in March.
Des, what else
I'm
is
sorry.
He going to do?
I'm sorry that we all don't take vacations to get humped 8 times a day, okay?
Well, I mean, you like to go there so much. I had our daycare person, Renee, she sent me a picture of the candy store when she went on a road trip and said, send this to Crisco.
Oh, because I couldn't find a picture of it myself.
Like, oh, I bet he wishes he was here. I was like, yeah, you got that right.
You know it's okay for other people to vacation, right? In their own way.
Yes.
Like, we don't all have to vacation the same way.
Well, we've all been doing staycations. I just want you to do something. Like, that's great. Duluth it is. I just want you to have one thing to do there.
I mean, there's plenty to do there.
Like, again, just one example. Like, when I asked Dusty, how was your day? And she's like, I can't remember. I'm like, just tell me one thing. One thing.
What do you want me to tell you? I'll tell you after the vacation.
Okay, I can't wait. I will be waiting with bated breath.
Boy, will we ever.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I can't wait to come back. Oh. God, it's weird. Huh. It's only 1 week.
Yeah. I mean, we could do longer.
No.
Can we really? Would you allow it?
I couldn't live without you that long.
Ryan, could you extend it for me?
Yes, yes.
Okay, buddy.
Yes.
And you're willing to donate some of your time?
No, God, no. It'll come out of your pool. So.
Okay, fine.
Well, then
okay.
He's only off for a week.
I guess I'm off for the week only.
Yeah.
I can't have been here as long as you guys.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's see here. Now that we've covered that tremendously entertaining topic of Crisco's vacation plans, he's going to go to Duluth and look at leaves in Rochester.
I was very excited, but I forgot who I was talking to.
Yeah, no, that's good. I'm glad we brought that up.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Sounds like fun.
God, why?
I'm trying not to laugh.
I know. So, what was so exciting about your staycation, Des? That you went on the river? It's the same thing you do all the time.
That's actually pretty exciting, and a lot of people would love that vacation. They're on a boat on the river. That's what Minnesotans do.
It's an activity.
Fine, then I'm going to go on the river this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, in 40-degree weather, I'm going to go on the river in a hoodie.
You do that.
We went on the...
And then, boy, my trip is going to be exciting.
Good for you,
bud.
Can't
contain myself from being on the river.
The Afton boat cruises are out still. Those big ones. That'd be fun. A paddle boat?
Yeah.
Do something cool like that.
Isn't that Des selling something? No,
I see him on the river all the time. I think we've all done one for work before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am really genuinely trying to help you. I know you think I'm being mean.
I believe 2 minutes ago you just said, and I quote, "I'm trying really hard not to laugh."
Yeah, in between my helping.
Yeah,
yeah. So,
hey, let's instead focus on something we all love, and that's DuckTales.
Oh, yes!
We love DuckTales. Well, now there is a heavy metal version of the DuckTales theme.
Oh.
Buddy, you're not ready for it.
I'm not. What do I have to do to prepare for this?
Just have your childhood memories.
Should I quick run up to Duluth and...
Oh, God.
No, oh, Rochester.
Rochester. That way I can really get in the zone for something like this. Here we go. Oh, my God.
I had to tell you, but you were too busy mocking me.
Oh, like okay.
Life is like a
awful.
Oh, I like it.
Of course you do.
Oh my God.
Did Rob Zombie did up there too much?
Mom!
It got really weird in DuckTales today, Mom.
I'm here for you, boys.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, I feel like we need a cleansing palette.
Yeah. Oh, well, any suggestions?
Yeah, play the damn DuckTales theme.
Oh, well, where is it?
I don't know.
Do you think that I have just DuckTales ready at the display? No, I don't.
Let's just sing it ourselves.
Oh, God. Des, can you sing? Can you sing DuckTales?
Life is like a hurricane down in... There we go. Yeah.
Life is like a hurricane in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a... Might solve a mystery.
This could be describing Crisco's vacation.
Oh, God.
Might solve a mystery.
Maybe.
Crisco Tales. We need to have this song redone about your vacation.
Danger. Watch behind you. There's a stranger.
Oh my God, we can just see you in a cartoon version of your Equinox zipping around. A stranger's out to find you.
I love it.
I just want that llama from the TV commercials with me.
The what?
What's the llama? It's the insurance llama.
No, you're talking about, isn't it a bird?
It's an emu.
Emu, sorry, llama. Emu. I want Limu Emu.
Limu the emu?
Yeah, that's who I want with me as my partner in crime.
Oh boy.
All right. You two would be real cute together.
Yeah.
This is great. Yeah. This was a fun podcast.
That was something.
I had a great time.
I'm going to title this podcast Blank Show.
No, it's Bleach.
I know. Of course it's Bleach.
But you could call it Bleep or Bleach Show if you want.
What was that?
The Bleach Show.
The Bleach Show.
All right. If you like Minnesota podcasts, download PodMN. Not only can you hear some great things, including us, of course, but you can win some cool experiences, dinner and restaurant gift cards, and even free shopping things. So go to PodMN. I don't know why I couldn't think of what I was saying.
Free shopping things.
Because she's been choked too many times by Taylor.
No, by Crisco.
He's like, what's that?
I said raspberry bushes.
They're going to spin the wheel of pain later.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, look at her smiling. She knows.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.